This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, coming in down low on hour number two from on high. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. While I'm out there ignoring all of the gun-free zone signs, very likely I will be carrying my weapon in a G-Code OSH holster. And no one will be the wiser. You too can do that. Go to TacticalHolsters.com. Joining me, I was thinking last night, I said, I got to get somebody on there besides me to talk about some of the stuff I need to talk about. And then I was like, hey, wait a minute, I know one of them that would come on that always brings the thunder. Joining me again is one of the Brothers Knox, Chris, from the Firearm Coalition. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Thank you for joining me on such short notice. We know a little bit more about the Yahoo out of Oregon now. Turns out to be sort of an angry young man. Once again, we had a bunch of misinformation as far as numbers and everything else. Business as usual.
Yeah, the early reports on these things are always inaccurate. You have to wait for the story to develop to form any opinions about who it is, what they did, what motivated them, and that's going to be the rest of the checking here. But I had a thought. You called him the angry young man, and you called him a Yahoo, which I think is about as accurate. That's much more accurate than the term that the media has been using, which annoys me, which is gunman or shooter, for that matter. I'm a shooter. I'm an active shooter, but
right.
I'm not going to kill anybody that doesn't need it. This is not a... We go back to the language. My good friend Alan Corwin talks about the language. Instead of being pro-gun, we should be pro-rights, and he's got a whole lexicon of that.
I agree with that, and at the same time, sometimes I just get lazy.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
What I was going to say is, my gosh, I don't remember what I was going to say.
No.
When I'm looking at stuff like this, I know a lot of people don't want to give the guy publicity by mentioning his name and everything, and that's become the new popular, trendy thing to do. I personally think that each one of these things should be dissected so that we can see the absolute similarities that are in, that we find in most of these happenings. This kid, being a kid in his 20s, he falls into a pattern right there. Sort of the loner, he falls into a pattern right there. It'll be interesting to see if he took any sort of mood drugs.
Mm-hmm.
That's yet to be found out. And he went to the gun-free zone.
And that's the most important. He was in a gun-free zone. And it's interesting that some of the press coverage has been saying, well, Oregon does allow guns on campus. Well, this college didn't.
No.
The college was a gun-free, quote-unquote, zone.
No.
And it just underscores the reason that so many of us do carry and why you come down to Arizona, and I don't care if that little sign's up there. Maybe they need a bigger sign.
Well, you know, the whole thing with the signs. The other thing that struck me about this particular instance, they had one security guard. And, you know, I, around here where I live in some of the schools that are high school and below, they'll have two resource officers. And some of these things are sprawling, sprawling facilities where there's going to be some transit. And, you know, most of these people that are around here that are resource officers, they're in the twilight of their career. Their sprinting days are over.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And this guy, according to my information, all he was armed with was a can of mace.
Good
Did
luck
you hear that?
I have not even heard that there was a resource officer there. But typically, a community college, it's going to be a few acres. You know, it's going to be, you know, close to a square mile. And there's no way in the world. I mean, even at Columbine, they had an armed officer on the school, but it was a big sprawling campus, you know, 5-6 buildings and it's 100 yards by 100 yards or more.
Right.
And there's no way that somebody could move around there and get to the scene quicker. The first responder, and again, my friend Alan Corwin, if you hadn't, and I'll put in a plug for him, alancorwingunlaws.com. If you haven't, if the first responder is the people that are there in the room when the NIMNUL starts shooting.
Right.
And if somebody's there to present a weapon, the pattern, you're talking about the pattern. One of the patterns is that as soon as these dips get any kind of meaningful opposition, they either punch out or they surrender. And
right.
The object of the game is to make sure that they get meaningful opposition as soon as possible.
Right. Which I have not yet heard how long it took them to get a responder there. I have read about one guy who tried to keep them from entering his classroom. This guy is either active duty military or military veteran. He got shot 7 times, survived all of it.
God bless him.
And that's the only. And I had also heard initially on CNN how military veterans were trying to get to him to stop him from shooting and were somehow stopped by the namby-pamby school administrators. When I heard that, I was just thinking, wow, how big are these people in Oregon that work at these community colleges? Because it would. If I'm in place and I'm trying to get past somebody, they got to be pretty big to keep me from getting by them.
Yeah, and I just think about the guys that were on the train in France, and if they had followed the protocol, they violated all kinds of protocols and orders by opposing.
Right.
And if they had followed the instructions, they would have turtled up and got shot. You know,
interesting. One of those guys is actually enrolled at Umpqua Community
True.
College. Yes.
You've been up longer than I have. I'm still trying.
I know. You're on a different coast than me. I've been able to gather all kinds of stuff that we didn't even know last night.
Wow.
That was the other thing. Obviously, this guy did not use some of the favorite guns that they go after because they have not been hammering on the gun, just on the shooting issue.
That's a good point. And the one picture that I saw of him, it was coming from the UK press. I saw a picture of him, and it looks like a Ruger 10/22 or something similar.
Right.
And so, you know, if he's got a picture of himself with a gun, then obviously he's a madman.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I wonder what that makes me. That's beside the point. Anyway, the president, of course, what? It took him about 5 hours to go ahead and go for the gusto.
It didn't take him. But as soon as the reports came out, well, he was before we knew any of the facts. Then obviously our gun laws are to blame. Obviously we need to have tougher background checks. Well, wait a minute. Do we even know what this guy did? And did he accomplish anything he couldn't have done with 6 feet of chain and a can of gasoline?
Yeah, that's a couple of things. We're coming up on the first break. My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. The OSH, that's what I carry. DC-3, I carry the NCOG sometimes too. That's part of the DC-3 line. Scorpion line, I have some of that. I use that when I go to the range. And, of course, the excellent contact series, which is now my de facto default go-to setup for the traveler's bag. If ISIS shows up and I want to put on some battle rattle, I'm carrying it in a very small package. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from the Firearm Coalition is Chris Knox. Is it the Firearm Coalition?
The website is firearmscoalition.org, but we kind of brand ourselves, use the capital T with the because we are the original. Well, we've got several firearms coalitions that are coming up. Our friends in Nevada, Don Turner is the Nevada Firearms Coalition. There's a Colorado Firearms Coalition, New Hampshire Firearms Coalition. They're not associated with us, but they are coalesced with us. We're fellow travelers going the same direction.
Okay, I'm looking at something on my board. At least me and my board op have the same problem. We don't know who that was.
That was me.
No, that wasn't you. You're not on the Comrex stack. You're not on the Comrex stack. I don't know who that was. Anyway. That's one thing I like about the Firearms Coalition, that loose guerrilla warfare-like thing. You guys just came back off of the Gun Rights Policy Conference.
We did. It's in my hometown of Phoenix, Arizona. It was about 10 minutes down the road from me. In fact, it was very convenient. Brother Jeff and I were walking around. It's an interesting experience. You walk around, and here in Arizona, we are the largest. In Phoenix, we are the largest constitutional carry metropolitan area, I guess, in the world. And you got hundreds of people walking around with they're carrying concealed, they're carrying openly. Interesting, nobody's out finger fiddling with their guns. Nobody's playing. Everybody's acting very safe. There were some heated discussions, people downright arguments, as, you know, people get together and start exchanging ideas, and sometimes sharply, and iron sharpens iron. That's fine. Nobody got shot.
Yeah, I was about to say, cut the chase. Who got shot in that? Surely somebody got shot, because guns were present.
In fact, we had a presidential candidate walking around that was perfectly safe. Gilmore from Virginia. He came out and visited us.
Gilmore, the one thing about Gilmore that I didn't notice before Trump put out his Second Amendment policy paper, he was the first one and only one that I'd seen that actually put anything out at all regarding the Second Amendment.
I believe that, well, Rand Paul, of course, is solid. Carly Fiorina had actually said something, believe it or not. How much I got mixed emotions about her, but it seemed like even before Trump came out with it, there were a couple who had at least genuflected toward the Second Amendment. How sincere they are, you know, politicians. I'm not going to go too far down that road. I don't know somebody's heart. I know what they do.
Right, and that's really true. The part, as I'm looking at some of these guys, I see a bunch of flawed individuals. I expected nothing more than that. And to have them up there saying some of the things they're saying, it is a clear-cut indicator of how flawed they are. I get that. I don't expect to see the perfect candidate. There is no such thing. So, it's left to us to decide who the best person is. Now, coming out of the Gun Rights Policy Conference, though, when one of these things winds down and you guys gavel it to an end, is there any sort of, let's try to get this done in the coming year kind of thing, or is it just getting together and just chewing the fat?
It does pass a set of resolutions, and in fact, this year, instead of speaking, I was on the resolutions committee, which is, it's at the end of it, they introduce some resolutions, and the assembled faithful vote on it up or down, and it was kind of funny. But it was a good opportunity to meet with some people that otherwise I wouldn't have met, and it was that made it a lot of fun. One of the resolutions that we considered but did not put out there was we wanted to thank the hotel for their choice of men's room facility drainage helps. They had little screens in the bottom of the facilities. They had Brady printed on them, and everybody enjoyed using those, it seemed. So that was kind of odd. The ladies in the room just kind of looked at us askance, but it was weird.
It's the little things in life that make it worth living.
Exactly. You understand.
Yes.
But as a group and as a what struck me coming out of it, and we've got an article that, or a column that's going into Shotgun News talking about this very thing. What struck me was the unity that we had coming out of there. And what there were two organizations that were absent that arguably should have been there. One of them was the National Rifle Association. Unfortunately, they did not show their face. They didn't have any official presence. They didn't have any. They didn't send a representative, not even a speaker, which kind of surprised me. They have in the past, and they have. This is a gathering of the greater gun lobby. The other organization that was absent, and I want to mention this, and I don't want to badmouth anybody, but I am going to call somebody out that I don't think is doing everything they say they're doing.
We got a minute.
National Association for Gun Rights. They weren't there. They claim to be everywhere. They show up nowhere.
Well, you know, as far as that one goes, they seem to be causing. I think, you know what, we'll discuss that in the next segment, because I would like to ask you about that.
Okay.
And you and your brother being what you guys are, you're more in tune with that kind of thing. Firearms Coalition, how do people find it? How do people check it out?
We are firearmscoalition.org. And you can read our stuff in Shotgun News. We occasionally show up in some of the other gun press. Been in Front Sight, which is the USPSA vehicle. So we are around. Google Neil Knox, find out who he was, and we exist to keep his ideas out there and to further his principles of fighting for the Second Amendment.
We'll be right back with my guest, Chris Knox, from the Firearms Coalition on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tributes are being held across the country on this Memorial Day. Vice President Mike Pence addressed a crowd at Arlington National Cemetery and laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. A ceremony was held in New York City next to the USS Intrepid, where Vice Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Bill Moran addressed the audience.
Countless generations, heroes, that served as guardians of our freedom and our way of life. We are the beneficiary of their sacrifices.
Residents in the small town of El Reno, Oklahoma, are continuing to assess the damage from an EF3 tornado. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt says President Trump has been in touch with him.
It was harsh with us. He said, whatever you need in Oklahoma, we're here. Tell the Oklahomans that the federal government's here to help them. And he just kept saying he's just, you know, devastated.
President Trump is returning home from his trip to Japan on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code SAVE30 when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube. I like pointing to my new banner. The Frog Lube Performance, made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. There's where I carry my magazines around, right there. That G-Code paddle, a fixture, right there. Completely indestructible. No way to break it. No way for me to break it, okay? They are breakable, I'm sure, but I'm not going to exert the force of it. And even if I were able to break it, it has a lifetime warranty, so I can break it away. Go ahead. And I'll get another one. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox. And we were about to talk about the NAGR. Now, correct me if I'm wrong on this there, Chris Knox, but last year, the NAGR called out Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation, and rightfully so, because Gottlieb wanted to get in bed and write the extended background check law. He wanted to pad it with some pro-gun stuff, and he wanted to write it, and he was saying it was inevitable. They were going to get this.
Right.
And he got called out on it because the expanded background checks, universal background checks, would only work if there is a gun registry. So.
Yeah, barely. And Mr. Gottlieb and I got into that very discussion on the floor of last year's.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. Last year's gun rights policy conference. And I told him I disagreed, and we went round and round. Again, iron sharpens iron. We had a good discussion, but there was, and that strategy, which we've come to call preemptive concession, that, okay, if I give them something, if I give away some of my rights, maybe they won't come and come after the rest of them. And it's at the very best a strategy based on hope. And it's not a real strategy, I don't think.
Can we say misplaced hope?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, trying to get out there and appease them is that's never been a winning strategy at all. I mean, we need to be in their face saying no to everything they demand.
No, that's a fact. And Dad, going back, and I don't know how many of your listeners are familiar with my dad, Neil Knox, and you Google him and his name will come up with regard to gun rights. One of his guiding principles was never give away what the other side isn't big enough to come and take. And even if they are big enough to come and take it, you fight. You resist. The perfect example, the poster for this, is the 1994 Clinton assault weapons ban.
Right.
And in that, NRA and Tanya Mataxa was the head of ILA at the time. She was under tremendous pressure to cave and get on board the train and help write the bill and help drive the train so you had some say over where it was going. Well, I'll tell you what, the engineer doesn't have any say over where the train's going. All he decides is whether it goes or stops. And Tanya said, no, we're going to dig our heels in. She had the backing of the board, which at the time Dad was on the board and had a lot of influence over what it did and over policy. They got the expiration of the assault weapons ban put in place. They also got some of the worst parts of it taken out. They stopped the ban on possession. They just banned manufacture. So they, by resisting it, we lost, but we lost with honor, and it was a Pyrrhic victory. It was a victory that cost the other side more than they could afford to lose. They turned over the House. There was an election like none other that followed that, and Bill Clinton credited the gun rights movement with the results of that election.
Let's talk about that just for a second, okay? Yesterday, Barack Obama was out there saying that the gun lobby, the all-powerful gun lobby, was it cowed everybody down. It beat everybody into submission. And,
oh, good. It's working.
But, I mean, really, truly, that's just an out-and-out lie. I mean, the ones that I would call the big three, the ones that most people know about or get more press or whatever, they don't have 7 million members.
No.
They probably don't have 6 million because there's probably a good portion of them that belong to all three.
That's a fact. There's a lot of overlapping membership. Anybody that's a member of Citizens Committee or GOA is also probably about 80% likely, maybe 70% likely to also be a member of the NRA. I'm an endowment member of the NRA. I encourage all gun owners to be part of the NRA, even though the NRA doesn't always do as good a job as I would like. They are the big dog.
Well, I know some of the guys, some of the new board members, and they are pushing.
Mm-hmm.
They're pushing from the inside, and that's a good thing. So
there's a lot of power on the board, and the board can have great influence over the policy. The trouble is that the board has traditionally been run by staff. You know, it's turned into a rubber stamp, even though it's 75, now 76 members. So it's the NRA politics is like the Kremlin politics of the 1960s. You've got to try to figure out who's in, who's out.
Right.
And it's a black box, and they try to keep it that way, unfortunately.
Yeah. What I was going to get to, though, with the NAGR,
yeah.
after their initial flare at Gottlieb, where I think that got them a little bit of cred, did that embolden them? Because now they're out there, some of the stuff they're talking, like in Colorado, for example,
mm-hmm.
where they're trying to get it to where the magazine capacity is 30, which that would still be a limitation, but it's also standard. Mm-hmm. For some guns,
mm-hmm. Sure.
they're saying that and they're going up against the Independence Institute, who really doesn't, you know, they lean very pro liberty, if you want to, pro gun, however you want to say it, but they're out there fighting, saying we want it all or nothing, and that's not the way politics works. If you want to go all or nothing, don't we need to throw on the plate carrier, pick up the weapon, pull the charging handle back, and let's go out the door? Isn't that how you get all or nothing?
That's pretty much all or nothing, and that's how you get tackled on your old goal line, to stretch the analogy into sports. The NAGR originated in Colorado, and they were out there saying, and basically their hallmark is sky is falling fundraisers.
Yes.
And so, and I'm sure we've all gotten the mail and say, oh my goodness, they're not telling me stuff. Well, yeah, everybody knows about that particular bill. Or in the case of the Independence Institute, I dare anybody to call Dave Koppel anything less than pro-gun. And to say they lean pro-gun is to say that I lean pro-gun. They are pro-gun. They are pro-liberty. And it's a good organization, and I totally support them. But so that is part of my heartburn with NAGR. And if you go into onto the floor of the Gun Rights Policy Conference, that is where the gun rights movement gathers, and that is where the opinion makers, the opinion shapers, are gathered. And you mentioned the name NAGR, and you'll either get a boo, you'll get Snickers, or somebody will be profane. And that's just the way it is.
We're going on to the last break in the hour. I want you to hang on for me. Firearmscoalition.org. That's where you can find out what they do. My guest this hour is Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Whether it's the beginning lineup that was the holsters and the magazine carriers to the DC-3 line where they began to collaborate with Travis Haley, to the Scorpion line, which was the reimagination of Kydex, to the collision of Kydex and tactical nylon that is the Contact series. This is what G-Code does. This is they are the leaders in the innovation. They're the ones that develop the product. They're not the ones that make it any better or anything else. They just make it to begin with. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox. Chris, coming from bearingarms.com, I had heard that there was a guy with a gun there, a civilian there. Turned out it's a military veteran. He was 200 yards away when the shooting began, and he was told by the staff that he could not intervene.
Couldn't intervene. Oh,
yeah.
God. I almost think that I'm right on the verge of saying somebody that tells me that is now becomes a target because you're an accomplice.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Here's the thing about this. If this is true, and I trust Bob. I don't think Bob publishes stuff without double-checking it. But if this was true, I think I would have overruled the staff.
Yeah. There might be a physical intervention.
Yeah. I think there would have been some, hey, face meet desk. I think that I think there would have been some of that going on. This was at a vet center with a bunch of military veterans. And,
well,
you know,
in Chattanooga, that idiot that was out there that was running around yelling something like Aloha Snack Bar. That
Abdullah Aziz.
Yeah. I don't like saying their names, but that's me. But yeah, according to later reports, I believe it was Lieutenant Commander White actually killed him. He bled out while the cops were surrounding his car.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And they had to decide not to do something to the lieutenant commander, too.
Yeah, they did. But the proper outcome should be for the police to arrive and watch the perpetrator bleed out.
And take a statement from
the first responder, the would-be victim. That is the second best outcome.
Well, then that must make the first best outcome to have a 60-year-old traffic cop who's detailed with a security detail killing two terrorists in 25 seconds.
Oh, that was awesome. that guy was stone cold. I've got a hats off to him. No, but the very first best outcome, no shots fired, perpetrator surrenders, lays down, and gets packed off to a rubber room where he stays indefinitely. I really and truly, and this is coming from somebody I've been through my share of courses. I carry, I own guns. The last thing I want to do is shoot somebody. If you shoot somebody, even if it's somebody that really needs shooting, it's going to be a bad day.
It is going to be a bad day, but it'll be
a better day than it could have been.
Yes, the alternative is much worse.
Yeah.
And what I don't like, the shooting that happened with the TV crew, right?
Uh-huh.
We have raised a group of young people who don't know what peripheral vision is.
Yep.
Because if you watch that film of that, when the threat is near, when he's guns up on her initially, at a 90-degree angle, and she doesn't notice, and he drops the gun. I think he got mad because she didn't notice and get scared.
Yeah, everybody's conditioned white. They're very focused, and I don't know. I've done media before, and you've got to be focused on what you're doing, and you have to, and particularly if you're talking about TV. Here right now, I'm walking around and I'm waving my hands while I talk and all that.
Right.
So I can look around and I can be aware. When you're doing TV, you've got to be focused on that camera because you're in a pretend conversation with somebody. And so there is low situational awareness. And there's only two people there, the cameraman who's focused on his camera, and there's the presenter who's focused on the camera.
Right.
So it kind of locks them in, and so I can't fault the victim there, but even if they had, I mean, he was looking for a reaction on TV.
Yes. He filmed that on purpose. But yeah. One of the things, I mean, I got hired by a local radio station as their fill-in host here. And when I walk into that place, first things first, I know I'm the only one armed in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm part-time. Even after that happened, nobody has stepped back and said, we could take these certain steps, start the program, and then once it started, it just perpetuates itself. Like with these TV crews, they could send out a third person.
Yeah. It would add to the expense, but I think it'd be worthwhile. There'd be a driver or somebody, a lookout,
yeah.
Somebody that
yeah.
needs to be, particularly, and, you know, of course, this is one of those morning shows, the little fluffy, happy talk, and... Gosh, that one just turns my stomach because that was an ambush of the worst sort, and all I can do is hope there's a hell. You know, that's just what it boils down to.
Well, I'm pretty sure there is.
The
other part of it though is that what bothers me most is seeing these kinds of people like that TV crew or like these students or all of these other people that just walk around blissfully unaware.
Yes.
And their world is shattered by that moment of reality and there's nobody there to save them.
Yeah. And some of the trainers call it conditioned white as in an iPod.
Yeah, well, you know, there's whole YouTube channels where you can watch the people in Britain. They have so much CCTV now; they get you from so many angles. There's YouTube channels where you can watch people so engrossed in their phones they walk into poles.
Yep.
In Britain.
Yep. Oh, I know. I mean, I'm guilty too. I was on vacation with my wife, and I got one of those work calls that I needed to take, and I'm walking along there, and she says it was like having somebody with Alzheimer's because you're engrossed in your phone. You don't even know where you're walking. I walked away from her. and she totally lost track of me, and I'm sitting and I'm on my phone. But it is so easy to get into that, and that's something. It's not conducive to self-preservation. Dr. Darwin says don't do that.
Yeah, the only way I talk on a phone when I'm not at home is on a headset, and the phone is in my pocket. My hands are free.
That's a good rule. That's a very good rule.
That's the only way I will talk on a phone.
Seems like those hands that captures part of your brain. Although there was some tests that they had some people on headsets driving, and it's the equivalent talking on the phone, having an engrossed conversation, talking on the phone while driving is about like driving after about three beers. So, you know,
I don't, if I'm typically, I don't take a call when I'm driving, even if I have a headset on. Typically, I will not do it.
That's a good rule.
I have had one instance where I was on the phone and I wasn't paying attention to what I was doing, and I drove up on the curb, and it was one of these high curbs, so it, you know, bounced the car.
Yep.
I only got to do that once.
Lesson learned, and then take that one ahead. That's a good policy, Bill.
Yeah. So, anyway, as we get ready to go away, Firearms Coalition, how can people find them? How can the people find what you and your brother
are at firearmscoalition.org. You can reach us by email, Chris or Jeff at firearmscoalition.org. We welcome anybody that's interested. Dad used to say it's more a state of mind than an organization, and that's what we try to help our cats to keep our cat herd together, and that's really the object of our game.
Additionally, Jeff gets Jeff and I. Do you as well? I know Jeff writes a lot at Ammoland.com.
He does. He does. They pick our stuff up. Ammoland is a great source, and in fact, I saw Freddie this weekend at GRPC, and recommend jumping over there. It's a good place. You'll read writers like David Kodria and Alan Corwin's stuff ends up there sometime. So it's a good place, and I certainly recommend it.
Very good, Chris. Thanks very much for joining me on such short notice. I'll be in touch.
Bill, it's my pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Folks, wraps us up. We will be back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.